is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu today honored former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, family members of Mr. Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The doyen of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skill for more than 7 decades. Expressing happiness on the conferring of the Bharat Ratna upon Mr. Advani, Prime Minister Modi said, "It is a very special day to witness the conferring of the Bharat." He said this honors and recognition of his enduring contributions to the nation's progress. With the declaration of Mr. Advani to public service and his pivotal role in shaping modern India have left an indelible mark on the history. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the election campaign in Uttar Pradesh today by addressing a rally at Meerut. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders will be present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to the polls in 7 phases. BJP-led NDA has expressed confidence that it will again come back to power at the centre, and for this Uttar Pradesh will be crucial as it has the highest number of 80 parliamentary constituencies. BJP today announced Damodar Agrawal as the party candidate for the Bhilwara Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. Party today released its 9th list of 1 candidate for the Lok Sabha election. The opposition Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance has organized a Maha Rally at Delhi's Ramlila Maidan today to protest against many issues including Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Several opposition leaders attending the rally asserted that it is being organized to save the constitution and democracy. This will be the first public meeting of the INDIA bloc leaders since the coalition was founded in June last year in Patna. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, today hit out at the opposition INDIA bloc rally at Ramlila Maidan in the national capital, saying it is not a safe democracy rally as projected, but a safe family and hide corruption rally. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product GDP will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said the economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will organize the 20th D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture tomorrow on the occasion of the raising day of the investigating agency. Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, will deliver the D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture at Bharat Mandapam. This year's theme of the lecture is Adopting Technology to Advance Criminal Justice. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country last night. Joining the rest of the Christians around the world, Nagaland is also celebrating Easter Sunday as churches across the state are organizing special Easter services to offer Thanksgiving prayers. In Miami Open tennis, unseeded American player Danielle Collins has won the women's singles title. In a major upset, Collins defeated fourth-seeded Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan in straight set 7-5-6-3 in the women's singles in Florida this morning. In men's singles, second-seeded Yannick Sinner of Italy will face 11th-seeded Bulgarian player Grigor Dimitrov in the men's singles final tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.